Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so glad you're here. We can take a little break, spend some time to just breathe and get refilled with God's love and get inspired with something new, some new ideas that can help us stress less and be more of who God created us to be, which is to be His beloved, to be His beloved. God's love is the most important thing that God wants us to have, and it's the best protector of stress. We know this, but there are actions we can take to experience more of this. And that's what I love talking about. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I hope will resonate with you. It's perfectionism. Yep, perfectionism. On our last podcast, episode 7, we talked about saying yes, the joy of saying yes, and how sometimes making decisions is very hard to say yes because we know we have to say no to something or someone else. And as I was preparing that podcast, I thought, well, another thing that holds us back from saying yes is perfectionism. How many times have you gotten an inspiration? Something that God's put on your heart, something He would like you to try, something that He would like you to do, something you've always wanted and been curious about, something that would be new for you. Well, it's exciting as we think about it, but the minute we start thinking about taking steps, perfectionism can hold us back. There's this quote by Dr. Howard Thurman, which I love. He says, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. And then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Yeah, God is not calling us to just do, do, do. He's calling us to be free. To be free to be who He's called us to be, alive with all the different ideas and inspiration that He's given us. So I used to tell myself, I have to stop being a perfectionist. Can anyone else hear the irony of those words? One of the biggest traps I often fall into is the notion that I can get rid of perfectionism. If only I had more confidence in myself. If only I could let go of the past. If only I trusted God more. If only. All this if only thinking only did one thing for me. It only accomplished one thing, which was keeping me from moving forward and doing what God inspired my heart to do as His beloved. Do you relate to that? Well, God isn't waiting for us to be better. God just wants to love us deeper. He wants to see us free, to move in the things that He's put on your heart, the gifts that He's given you. You know, I've gone through a lot of restarts in my life, but one thing that I found consistent is that the voice of perfectionism always tries to stop me. The newer the step, the louder the criticism of perfectionists will hiss and come out. It's so predictable that I've come to a startling decision. I think that perfectionism will always have a part whenever I want to do something new. Until I get to heaven, right? Then we're just free from perfectionism. But until then, I found a more powerful truth. Since I know there's always going to be perfectionism, the voice of God tells me to step forward anyways. Because you and I, we are loved more than our imperfections. So rather than seeing perfectionism as something that, you know, you feel bad about, just see it as your humanity. It's just part of being human that we have weaknesses, and it's natural for us to be afraid of our weaknesses and feel like they would stop us from trying to do something new. But as I began to think about this, I decided to take a study on the word perfect and love through the Bible. And as I did a word study of perfect and love through the Bible, I realized that, you know, there's something I want to do to combat perfectionism, which is taking the love dare. So whenever I get to the fork in the road, I will dare to take whichever decision that helps me to rely on God's love more. And that is from this verse in 1 John 4, 16-18. We rely on the love God has for us. God is love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So this is what has become kind of like my anthem. Okay, whenever I feel, you know, I'm afraid because I see all these weaknesses in me, I return to this verse. We rely on the love God has for us. God is love. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Do you find perfectionism holding you back on your new journey of faith with whatever God's trying to call you to do or enjoy? So as I took the love dare, I found that there were some top lies of perfectionism. So I just want to share them with you today because I want to talk about the top five lies, but I also want to talk about the five truths that can help you to stress less and to breathe. Okay, so the first lie that holds us back is I am not good enough. I am not good enough. Anybody relate to that? The truth, though, is so what? God loves what I'm doing anyways. This is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, 12-9. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. God's power works best in my weakness. Yeah, so if I have a weakness, I don't think I'm good enough. Right there, God says, hey, I work through your weakness. My power works best in your weakness. So it doesn't matter if I'm not good enough. I can still do it. You can still do it. Okay, lie number two. It's too late. It's too late. The truth is, it's never too late. God saves the best for last. And I love this in John chapter 2, verse 10. I love the scene. This is when Jesus turns water into wine. Listen to this. Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. So Jesus turned water into wine and his wine was the best, but the wine was given after everybody was already a little too tipsy, shall we say. And it just goes to show that Jesus saves the best for last. I mean, his timing is completely different from the world's view of what's the best timing. So it's never too late. It is never, ever too late. God splurges his love on you because he thinks you are worth it. Okay, lie number three. Why bother starting if I can't finish? Why bother starting if I can't finish? Sometimes I feel that way. I don't know if I could finish, right? So why start? Well, that's a lie. Because the truth is, I don't have to know how long this will take. And I don't know how long this will take. But if God's in it, I can make it. So if God's in it, you can make it, friend. You may not know how long things will take, but if God is in it, he will make it. This is from Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion and the day until the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus, he's with you. He's going to finish the good work in you. He will carry it to completion. So again, this whole thing we trip over about timing, it's not going to stop. No matter how long something seems to be taking, no matter how hard the road has been, God will finish the work he has begun in you. He's not going to abandon you. He's not going to leave you alone. He will help you. And he has not forgotten whatever it is that he's put on your heart to begin. Maybe it's something you have left already, but you can return to it, friend. It is not too late because God will be with you. And his timing, his timeline is very different from ours. And it's also different from what other people might evaluate as good. Okay, so keep going, continue on, or return to something you may have left. Okay, lie number four. People won't like me. The truth is, not everyone will, but God still thinks you are wonderful. God still thinks you are wonderful. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, 3 to 4, it is a very small thing that I may be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself, but the one who examines me is the Lord. Yeah, Paul's just saying, look, I'm not even going to spend any time about what you think about me. And I'm not even going to try to evaluate or criticize myself, but God is the one who knows the real me. God knows you. God loves you. God loves you. And no matter what people might say about your work or whatever it is that's happening, God loves you and he approves of you. Okay. The fifth lie is people will hurt me. So if you've tried to strike out before, you tried to strike out and do something new and it was a painful experience, we can tend to be very, very wary of trying it again or to try something similar to it. Well, the truth though is even if that is true, hurt won't be your end. God's love for you still wins in the end. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph said this, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Okay, so even though there is pain, okay, and there are even wounds perhaps from the past, but God will heal you and God will take what was meant as harm for you. God will use that and he will use you to then use that wound to heal someone else with what you've learned and bless someone else with the peace and the joy as you go and return to what God wants you to do and who he wants you to be. So remember that God's love goes beyond our limits and nothing, not even perfectionism, can keep God's love from you. Nothing can keep his love from you. I just want you to just let that sink in. Let that sink in. And I want to be able to share with you a soul care practice that is combating perfectionism. And it's about social media, because social media is one of the culprits of making us feel and see all our imperfections. When we compare ourselves, that's when we feel really down about ourselves. And perfectionism basically allows us no room to make mistakes, and it kills exploration or creativity. Yet studies show that self-criticism, being harder on ourselves, actually eliminates motivation and it reduces our ability to complete a goal. The University of California researcher Sonia Lubomirsky found that unhappy people spend hours comparing themselves to others and care about results. But happy people do not compare themselves with anyone. Let me read that again. Unhappy people spend hours comparing themselves to others and care about results. But happy people did not compare themselves with anyone. So the more time people spent on Facebook and social media, the more they felt dissatisfied, depressed, or anxious. People avoid sharing negative feelings on social media so that what you see isn't real, but is tweaked. So it's just natural. The way God made our brains, we will compare things. That's how the brain learns. When you look at something or you learn something, it learns by comparing what you know and what you're looking at or what you're seeing or what's new. That's how the brain learns, is by compare and contrast. So it's just going to be natural. When you go on social media, you're going to start comparing. So to increase your feelings of happiness and reduce anxiety, choose real experiences rather than looking at social media. So I know social media is part of our lives, but how much of it is a part of your life? That is the question. And how much are real experiences part of your life? Research found that experiences make people happier and gave people a greater sense of vitality. Remember that feeling alive I was talking about, that God wants people who are feeling alive. And the people in our lives, right? Your children, your spouse, your coworkers, your ministry partners, your friends, right? They are blessed when you feel alive. Happiness enjoyed during the experiences carried lasting benefits. So experiences, when you have them, you can recall those memories and they'll spark the happy brain activity and it elevates good mood. So that's why last time on episode 7, we talked about experiences and novelty and the power of that. Next time on episode 9, I'm going to talk about something else that we can do once we diminish and have less of social media and have more experiences. I'll share another soul care tip next time. I hope that this has been something to just remind you of how special you are and all the things that God put on your heart. They're worth it. Don't let imperfection stop you, because it's just your humanity. You never have to wait until you stop feeling your weakness. Don't let that stop you. Let's end with a prayer. Let's end with a prayer, because it can just really bring us back to God's love, right? We rely on His love. Dear Jesus, give me courage to blossom today, to rely on your love for me instead of what others say about me or what I even say about myself. Free me to move out, to be and do as you've inspired me. When I see my imperfections, strengthen my heart with the truth. Drop fresh words of love on my soul again, sweet like rain, and I will blossom with your hand in mine today. Amen. So give yourself permission. Do things afraid. Even if you're afraid, just do it. And do it imperfectly. Give yourself permission to do that. Don't compare. Turn your back on your critics and follow Jesus instead. Follow him ahead. Do what God prompts you to do right now, today, this week. Loved. Well, I'm so happy that we got a chance to talk today. I want to invite you to sign up for my weekly newsletter so I can keep on encouraging you. It's my joy to do that at thebonniegray.com. Pick up a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul. You can do that with other friends together. It's so fun to be able to do these soul care tips together and come back and see how it's worked out for everybody. And, you know, look at scripture that are powerful words of affirmation. I also have a 6-video set that's shot in different beautiful places in Northern California, beautiful nature. You can reflect on God's word and scripture, and I just inspire you with some new ideas and soul care tips. Comes with an ebook, You Are Worth Loving. That's the name of the ebook. So head over to whispersofrest.com. Go to thebonniegray.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Okay, we'll see you next time, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Remember that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are worth it. Just rest. Okay, see you next time. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with Hyper Gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months, because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcast.